Hello and welcome to the Sid Warrior podcast. The audio you're listening to has been taken from the live video podcast from my YouTube channel, Siddharth Warrior. Welcome, welcome. This is the seventh episode of the Sid Warrior podcast. I'm so excited to have you on. How are you?
I'm very excited, Sid. Thank you for calling me on this podcast. I'm very good. I don't know what's going to happen in this podcast. So very excited.
Yes.
Yeah.
Me neither, actually. We have had a couple of conversations about maths, about neuroscience, and I've always wanted to have this in front of an audience just to see how, are we crazy or is this making sense? Hum log jo bhi bol rahe. I think that is the main purpose of having this. What is up? How have you been in this pandemic? Kya chal raha hai aapka? How are you handling it? You haven't been out for a while, I think, except for that vaccination trip you took.
Yeah. Nothing. I just picked up a new hobby. I'm making a garden of small plants and stuff. So,
like the small Japanese, those ones?
No, not bonsai. It's like basil and dhania, pudina,
the practical all this stuff.
Let me show this.
Wait, is that an egg container?
Yeah. In the egg container, I have grown some. I don't know if you can see. Can you see?
Oh, man.
This is some nice. Yesterday only I planted this. Not planted, this is germinating right now. But it's.
All right. Round of applause for that, man.
It's basil, basically. Thai basil. Basil, jo bhi bolte hain, wahi hai.
Basil.
Yeah, basil, basil. I've heard some Australian MasterChef log bolte hain basil ice cream.
So that is only in Australian MasterChef. We will say basil.
Yeah.
Hum log,
yeah.
We are
basil friends.
People are saying you're growing some good stuff. I hope that.
Thanks. Thanks. The basil is very tasty, I must say.
I also saw. A guitar, is it? Or is that a ukulele right behind you?
No, it's a guitar, but I've completely lost touch. I can't play. But
you used to at some point in college or something.
Yeah. Very basic stuff.
I think that is that one of the prerequisites for going through IIT, that every guy has to try out guitar.
It's, they give you an admission form and six strings. You can then and then you have to play Summer of 69. Only then they assign you a department.
Dude, so when you, that's actually a good place to start off with, because I think a lot of people know you from your stand-up and, you know, your whatever you're doing, your teaching on Front Row and all that, but your whole history of IIT, how did that come about and what made that switch happen from IIT to stand-up?
Yeah, actually, very interesting question. I always wanted to be a scientist, okay, since childhood. I always wanted to be a scientist. Like, I was very fascinated with science. I was so fascinated that, say, class 5 khatam hua and we get the books for 6th standard.
Yeah.
Then I would finish it in like 2 weeks, the science textbook. I would just read through it and finish it because I was very fascinated.
Yeah.
So, in my, you know, there's something about children's brains. They, once they're interested in something, they just go like, they're like sponge, no? They absorb it so fast.
That is so true. Science, yeah. I used to finish science and English textbooks. In the first 1 month, wo dono khatam hota tha. Geography, history will be solved in the day before the exam.
Correct. So I used to be very fascinated. And then book fairs used to happen. I don't think they're a thing anymore. Do they happen anymore?
Nahi hota na, wo Sundaram Hall karke hai, Church Gate mein. So twice a year, they would have this book sale where they sell books by weight. So you can go pick up 2 kg of books, 3 kg of books.
Got it. So I used to just go and there was this publication, I forget the name, but they used to just have very nice books for children. Mm-hmm. Okay. Like written in simple language. It's not anything to do with a textbook, but they would have like stories about scientists and stuff. Oh. Okay. And every year.
Right?
No, it's a Odisha publication.
Oh, okay.
So it's a regional publication. Mm. So the books used to be in Odia and stuff. Mm. So I used to pick up 5-6 books every year. Okay. and all about science. And I was very fascinated with it. And like this whole idea of how a scientist like Newton invented this and that. And there's so many small, small things like about every scientist was there. I was very fascinated. So I really wanted to be a scientist always. And with that mentality, I went and gave 12th exam. And the first year in IIT, the thing I realized was that engineering is not the science that I thought it is.
What is the difference?
So the difference is engineering is focused a lot towards making stuff work. So what they do is the approach is entirely different. Like they would reduce an equation to a point where one factor can be, let's say it's negligible. Okay, and this my brain cannot handle that. No, that's not. Who are you to decide that's negligible? Bro, that's your opinion that it's negligible, right? Don't neglect it. So that like it's a completely different way of thinking. Now obviously,
you were like a number activist कि उसको
yeah.
वो माइनॉरिटी नंबर को ऐसे कैसे छोड़ दिया
Yeah. Because the first year of college, when they teach you Fourier transform and I forget the whatever they're teaching, but the basic point where my brain just could not accept was that approximate कर देंगे,
Yeah.
negative कर देंगे. And I'm like, that's bro, please, तेरे से सॉल्व नहीं हो रहा तो डोंट बी लाइक कि इसको यू सॉल्व इट. नो, गो अहेड एंड सॉल्व इट.
You know that
सो
there is something so comforting though about approximate in soft sciences. So like in biology, sometimes when we write, we say is equal to has to be exact. Matlab, agar if you're saying that somebody is febrile or somebody has dementia, you have to is equal to matlab exactly तुमने पता कर लिया है कि इसको ये है, but when you are in doubt, you can put that approximate, that squiggly is equal to, where you have
Got it.
room for error. You can say कि अच्छा ये भी हो सकता है, ये भी हो सकता है. So
Got it.
this the use of symbols in areas outside of maths can be very useful, but in maths I
Got it, got
completely
it.
get your point. You have to be exact.
And it's not, I mean, not just maths, but the approach in engineering is towards making stuff that is very practical. But I was much more interested in theoretical sciences and stuff. So then I just lost interest. Then I was like, bro, if you're going to approximate everything, then tujhe baat
Then you just approximated engineering and comedy, and
Yeah.
then
Yeah, I just approximated. Like, yeah, ठीक है, डिग्री टाइप का कुछ है.
what? So
So
you
yeah.
went through IIT Kharagpur, you got into
Yeah.
IIT, and then you were like, हाँ ठीक है, whatever.
I will be surprised that's majority of people who get into IITs. Yeah. Like they get in and then they just do whatever they want to do types. It's
So
very,
the
yeah.
switch to comedy happened during IIT or after?
No, I started like exploring other things like writing and playing guitar and music and all this stuff. Basically, before that, I was so focused on studies that I didn't have a chance to pursue my hobbies. So then I did all this, and gradually I realized that I'm writing some funny stuff. So I went on open mic. And
During
that's
I
how
oh
comedy
wow,
started.
that's the
Not
story.
during IIT. This is long after.
Long
Yeah,
after.
like 2 3 years after graduating.
I mean, that's the story of every academically oriented student, I think. That my whole childhood went because I was too busy studying, and then years later I realized that I could be good at other stuff also. So many, almost everybody goes through that cycle. But it's great that was it difficult leaving that
Leaving.
traditional path of job karo,
I
you know.
don't think it was difficult because I mean, I think any path you choose is going to be some level of difficulty. I don't think it was very difficult because I had a natural bent towards this. So that made it very easy. When you're pursuing something and you like it, you are in. And the other thing, I had seen this Steve Jobs, the speech, the Harvard or Stanford or somewhere. Have you seen it? Yeah, where he says that your heart already knows the way.
Matlab, when you're talking, he was talking of difficult decision making.
Yeah. So he said, your heart already knows the way, just follow it. So it was that kind of a thing where, I mean, you have a basic understanding of something and you know that, like, you know when you're good at something.
Right.
And you know when you're not good at something, like you're trying and it's not happening types. So that's how
This is a lot of kids, I mean, who must be listening to this right now. I think 320 people are listening right now. A lot of them must be going through some version of this, because सबके मन में एक main line है जो शायद पापा मम्मी ने बोल के आ गए या whatever decision they took, but almost everybody has this secret question mark. What if this one other thing, and that other thing could be anything. It could be playing football. It could be, you know, joining a dance troupe, whatever. But what if, you know, that I have that alternate lifestyle? क्या होता? And sometimes I feel like, हाँ ठीक है, you should just leave this and try that. But अभी मुझे, I feel like, why can't people have both? Why why have this straight line and opposite line? Is it because of the way that we are trained? Is it because of the way we are wired to look at it? कि एक ही रास्ता है, everything else is extra. कि तुम्हें time मिला तो करो, नहीं मिला तो मत करो. You know, it's
I don't know. Very interesting point. I think it's a lot to do with how our society functions, like to become a chartered accountant or to become a doctor or to become good at any field, it requires like there is so much to study and so many exams to clear that you actually becomes really impossible to have a hobby that you are invested in plus clear that exam. So I think that's where we have tended towards, you know, just let's clear the exams first and then see the other stuff. I think that's
But then we are never done with exams. I mean, let's clear this exam, uske baad aata hai agla exam.
Yeah.
You don't, wo levels kabhi khatam hi nahi hote.
Yeah.
That's an interesting point though. One thing is society ka farak padta hai, because hamare society mein, because we are coming from a developing nation, probably it's because of the shortage of resources, more people fighting for less resources.
Yeah.
And hobby is probably a luxury of the privileged.
Yeah.
So in a lot of developed nations, the kids do get more time. A lot of them in the US, they study till 20, then they take a 2-year break.
Yeah.
Travel, explore, then come back, restart. Wo concept India mein hai nahi.
Yeah.
Probably because of that.
Yeah. I mean, there is a reform waiting to happen in our education system. It should happen now, because the education system is now not just in terms of curriculum, but in terms of structure also, it's getting outdated, because whatever you read is not... So if you look at like 70s, 80s, whatever you're reading was still useful in some way in your job, right?
Yeah.
But now you study for so many years of this history and stuff, and then you go and become a social media manager, then that learning is not useful. So there is like some sort of reform waiting to happen, I feel.
I was talking to an HR person from one of the startup companies in Bangalore, and he was telling me how when they are hiring someone now in today's world, there are only two things they look for mainly. And it is not about their actual qualification for that job. It is A, how quickly they can learn. Because baki sab hum sikha denge. But if that person has a great aptitude in learning, theek hai, le lo. And two, how good are their people management skills? So will they get along with everybody? Will they integrate into the system? That's it. Unka prior knowledge, experience, wo sab important hai, lekin less important. Kyunki jaise Infosys mein bata rahe the ki engineers ko lete, but Infosys mein jo bhi karna hai, wo sab Infosys ka ek training week hota hai ya month hota hai. Usi mein sab sikhate hai. So they don't really trust whatever you have learnt in engineering. Sikhana hai wahi pe.
Yeah, Infosys has their own campus in Mysore. Have you been there?
Yeah, I've heard of it. I've never been.
It's beautiful. The campus is beautiful, and it's like a proper... I went there to perform once, and it was very nice. The entire campus, like...
Like a university.
Like, it's even better than a university, the way they have built it and maintained it. It's very nice.
They probably figured out that what is important is not what they learn and come, but are they smart enough to learn what we are going to teach them? That will probably make the difference in, you know, will they become a good employee or not? Coming back to your story, obviously, because of your background in science and IIT, there is a certain way in which you would look at a situation.
Sure.
It's analytical. It's, you know, you're trying to find some patterns. You're trying to go a little deeper. Does that work in your comedy as well?
Yeah, for sure. Comedy is a lot. I mean, it's at a, yeah, obviously there's an element of like heart to it that is, you can't analyze it. A good joke is a good joke. But that is not the only, the way I look at it is, you analyze something, it's very cerebral, and then you can't immediately apply it. There's a period of time where you keep analyzing, keep analyzing, keep analyzing, and then you actually internalize it. And then your brain actually knows that pattern subconsciously, and then you're able to reproduce it very naturally. That's with anything, right? If you, when a child is learning like 2 plus 2 equals 4, then the same day he can't do 3 plus 3 equals 6. There's a period where he is just thinking about what does 2 plus 2 equals 4 means. And then his brain, I don't know, it wires connect or whatever happens. His brain figures out, oh, that's the logic of addition. I get it. I get it. I can add anything now. Right? Right? And then you're not consciously doing it. You're just saying 3, 3, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I get it.
Mm.
Right? So it's a similar thing with comedy where you have to analyze and then internalize, and then it'll come naturally, it'll show up in your act.
That is such a beautiful thought, because I was reading about maths, and there is a lot of similarity between somebody becoming good at maths and somebody becoming good at language.
Yeah.
And it's exactly like you said.
Yeah.
You pehle tum words sikhoge, and then there will be that aha moment where you realize how words connect to each other.
Yeah.
And once you learn that, then you can apply that to other words.
You know this Einstein's quote? I think it's Einstein only. Math is the language of the universe.
Yeah. That's Einstein.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So I math is a language. It's just too abstract. That's it. But it works like a language. It's a proper, every equation is basically a more abstract way of putting the same. That's why the question, a train is coming at 60 kilometers per hour, a train is coming at 40 kilometers per hour. Those extra words, if you take out, then it just becomes math. So it is a language.
It is. It's just way of communication. Why is the difference though? Ki hum log, we are talking in English so quickly. But if you start talking to me in numbers, I will not be able to respond.
I guess. I mean, because you talk in English to so many people and you talk in maths to so few people, right? Like if you have seen chess players, when they're talking, they're talking very naturally, right? And you're like, yo, what is happening? But then after you,
B4, okay.
Exactly. But after you listen to them for, like, if you start doing the exercise and the practice they do, then eventually you're like, okay, before C5, I'm getting what you're saying. So it's, I think it's just that.
I was explaining this concept to a friend of mine, and I was trying to tell them how language, if you keep on evolving, something becomes visual, which means you can see it. So initially when I say apple, you'll say apple. But when I say apple and you see an apple, that is one level higher up in the evolution of understanding a language. So if I say 222 into 565, so now it's 222 to 565. These are just numbers. Like how apple is a word. But can you visualize 222 into 565?
No. I also
can't. But mathematicians do.
I would say some, like, Not exactly mathematicians, but like,
so like the
mathematical geniuses.
The people who are very, very good at it.
Yeah.
They, when people have scanned the brains of mathematicians, the expert mathematicians.
Correct.
And the areas that have been lighting up are the areas that we associate with visualization of space.
Mm.
So what is upar? What is niche? What is the shape of an object? So numbers, if they can translate into visualization of space, then the whole way you're dealing with numbers will change. So to me, number is still a number, but I guess an expert mathematician will see differently. And it is exactly what you said about chess players. So if for me, if I look at a board, I'll see one rook, one bishop, and then I'll see ki knight kidhar hai, pata nahi. But I was talking to Vidit once, and he was telling me how for him the whole board is one pattern. Just he opened his eyes and the whole pattern is clear.
It's
That is
very
sort of how
interesting.
language goes up. I was
Do you
shown,
know?
yeah.
Say, you say.
No,
But my story will fit anywhere. I'm not worried about it.
I was showing Dad the video where he was playing three games blindfolded. And I was trying to understand the neuroscience behind that. Like three games simultaneously blindfolded. So everything has to be visual.
Correct.
All the patterns, all the movements, everything. That is that level of evolution. That's sort of like you remembering the entire plot of a movie in your mind.
Correct.
That is the chess version of that.
Do you know this very fascinating story that a grandmaster was playing 50 simultaneous games or something and he died because it just his brain just couldn't
Oh
handle
my
it anymore.
God, no.
It's an old story. I mean, it's not a urban legend. It is true. And you can look it up also. It is true. He was playing 50 simultaneous brains and games and his brain couldn't handle it.
My
Like that
God.
much pressure on the brain.
Yeah, because there is only so much you can remember in your mind. When you are so what I really like is this constant overlap between science and art. It's traditionally these are considered as opposite ends of the spectrum. But now more and more we realize that we are using the same brain, same networks for both of them. So one of the biggest things about science is learning. You do an experiment, you check the results, you have a hypothesis, and then you correct your hypothesis based on the result. Do you use this in comedy as well?
A lot. I mean, I don't see them as independent things. I think any, like, even engineering or even cooking or even you're a doctor. So even being a doctor, it's if every doctor studies the same stuff, why is one doctor better than the other? Because there's an element of art to it, right? Like
Simple.
one, right. One doctor will ask the right questions and the other doctor might not. One doctor knows, right? So I feel it's the same way. Anywhere you have to go, and even the best of cooks, if you just purely cook something with science, no. And I'm watching MasterChef because there's going to be a lot of cooking reference. If you just make a very scientifically great dish, it's not good enough. Like nobody would want to eat it. But there's that art of knowing where to pull back and this stuff. I'll tell you one great overlap between science and art. It'll blow your mind. Old art, like 15th century, 16th century, it goes for a very high price, like the famous stuff. So there are a lot of fakes that go around. People just redraw it and copy it and try to sell it. The way they verify if a piece of art has been produced before middle of the last century, like 1950 से पहले बनाए कि उसके बाद बनाए. You know what they do? They look for this radioactive isotope called cesium-137 or something, which was produced during the nuclear blast in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. It is not found naturally before that. So after the blast, it was released into the environment. It went into the rivers and plants. And
Oh
so
man.
every bit of paint will have a little bit of cesium-137 or whatever that exact metal is.
Incredible.
That is, that's the way they verify if an art is real with science. It's crazy, no?
That is
And
absolutely incredible.
even if you ask an artist, okay, like people who draw, people who sing, people who paint, there's such a big element of science to it. The huge element of science. Like you really need to understand how colors work. And not just in an artistic way, but in a very scientific way, that this color might not go with that color and that color might not go with this color. So I think it's just, we divide it into science and art, but it's the same sort of thing.
It's
One is more intuitive, one is more external, yeah.
in and also the same pattern of what we said about words.
Yeah.
When we start off with, say, painting, अभी आपने पेंटिंग की बात की थी, so suppose we start off with painting, we initially think that, okay, let me understand all the colors and let me draw or paint exactly what is in front of me. Okay, so that is like me saying apple, you saying apple.
Correct, correct, correct.
And the next step of evolution is that me saying apple and you thinking apple. And उसके बाद me saying apple and then you creating a story on that apple. So
Yeah.
that is how your language is developing, and that
Correct.
everybody can do.
Yeah.
Just like you said, because we have been doing it since birth.
Yeah.
But in painting, if I can draw what is in front of me, that is copy, right? Painting in what is in front of me. If I can take what is in front of me and change it, then all those other forms of painting comes in. So even evolution of painting, if you look back, initially it was naturalism and realism कि जो है सामने वो बनाओ, and then you
Correct.
have all these other things called surrealism, and
Yeah.
then abstract painting, and then
Yeah.
objective painting. So people are actually evolving in the same way that language has evolved, but over
Yeah.
many many generations.
Correct.
Have you seen Picasso's work at all anywhere?
I know a little bit. I have seen a little bit. I don't have very in-depth context of it, but I have seen. I
Oh,
know what it feels like, what it looks like.
I wish I could show you. So Picasso,
Just tell me, I'll Google it.
yeah, so okay, so his most famous painting is Guernica, okay,
What's the spelling?
Guernica. What
Sure.
Picasso did was, when he started painting, his earliest paintings, when he was 7 and 8, were super natural. मतलब जो सामने है, ही वुड ड्रॉ अ बॉय, ही वुड ड्रॉ अ मदर विद अ चाइल्ड एंड ऑल ऑफ दैट. बट द पेंटिंग्स दैट इज रियली फेमस फॉर आर द लेटर वंस, द ग्वर्निका एंड द वेरी सररियल वंस. सो इफ समबडी वर टू सी पिकासोस पेंटिंग नाउ, दे विल ऑब्वियसली सी द सररियल वंस फर्स्ट, एंड दे विल थिंक कि भाई ये क्या बनाया है, वॉट इज दिस, लाइक दिस डज नॉट मेक एनी सेंस, वाई कंट यू जस्ट ड्रॉ प्रॉपरली. बट ही वॉज
Yeah.
ड्रॉइंग प्रॉपरली वेन ही वॉज 8. And his evolution has led him to, try out all those other things. Whereas we are still
Yeah.
there. We can't even draw
Yeah.
at that level, which is
Yeah.
exactly what happens in maths also. कि हम लोग को नंबर्स पे ही हम लोग अटक जाते हैं,
Yeah.
एंड देन इक्वेशंस पे तो होता ही नहीं. व्हाट वाज योर या
Do you want to hear a very nice story about this? Do you know about Fermat's last theorem?
नो
Okay, so it's a this is a record holding theorem for the most amount of wrong proofs submitted. Okay,
Okay,
it
wrong
sounds,
proofs.
yeah, people have tried to prove it for 400 years. Okay, so basically there was a guy named Fermat, who was a 16th century, 15th century mathematician, somewhere around there, and he was writing in his notebook. And if just scribbled something on the side of the notebook, okay. And he said, "I don't have enough space to prove it." What he scribbled was, basic Pythagoras theorem,
Yes.
like x square plus y square is z square, so the
Yep.
solution will be 3, 4, and 5. He said, if you make it cubes or higher, like if you make it x cube plus y cube equals z cube, or x to the power 4 plus y to the power 4 equals z to the power 4. Okay, or x to the power 5 plus y to the power 5 equals z to the power 5. He said there is no whole number solutions basically. Okay,
Okay, मतलब यू कैन नॉट मेक अ डायग्राम आउट ऑफ इट.
you can make it, yeah, diagram is out of the question.
ओके
Basically, if you say x square plus y square equals z square,
या
you can find integer solutions to it. Okay, you are like 3 square is 9, 4 square is 16, 16 plus 9 is 25, and
फाइव
z is 5,
या
right? But if I tell you that find me three numbers, and it have to be whole numbers, not fractions and not irrational numbers. Just find me three whole numbers which add up to 1 cube plus the other cube equals the cube of the third number.
Oh, so if all three are the same, then you cannot have that, you're saying.
And so basically, you'll never find three numbers that are like 3 cube plus 4 cube equals 5 cube, will never happen.
नहीं होगा. ओ
Okay, if you add two cubes, the result will never be a
Will
cube.
never be a cube. Okay.
Yeah, right.
And okay.
And yeah, and even higher, four, five, you keep increasing the power.
Okay.
You add x to the power 10 plus y to the power 10, whatever the result is, it'll never be an integer to the power 10.
Right. Understood.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that's his theorem. He
And
said, my proof is too long. Okay.
it
I
is
can't write it
self-evident.
here.
ये तो किसी को भी पता चलेगा.
Yeah. So, and you obviously you can't find any solutions to this
Right.
because the theorem is true.
Yeah.
And for 400 years, people are like, what could possibly be the solution? Okay, so people kept submitting proofs and proofs and proofs and proofs and proofs, and until 1990s, this wasn't solved. And
Wow.
then a mathematician, I think he went into this for 10 years, and he just I don't remember the exact story, but he gave it a lot of time, and then he came up with a proof, and then he presented it to people, and it was approved, and then people found a fault in it. Okay. Okay.
Right.
So he went back and did his work for like 6 months, one more year, and he solved that. But in the process of trying to solve this theorem, the theorem proof is 130 pages long or something.
What?
Okay. Yeah. In the process of trying to solve this theorem, they came up with two or three new fields of mathematics. Okay, just to solve this theorem, number theory and some other theory, I think non-Euclidean geometry and stuff. They came up with, so now the question is, did Fermat actually have a proof? Because he did not have access to computers or all these theories before that. So yeah, this is like 400-year long theorem, and it was solved very recently.
This is super interesting because it's like people read Shakespeare today and
Yeah.
feel like अरे यार ये तो मेरे रिलेशनशिप के बारे में बात कर रहा है because we tend to put things together in a way that we want it
Yeah.
and I never thought maths में ये possible है but if somebody is coming up with their own coming up with new fields of mathematics how does
Yeah.
that work what is your take on this कि भाई ये नहीं पता चल रहा है मेरे को I'm going to make a new field now
Yeah, I mean every field, if you so see, it's very simple actually. We make it so complicated,
Yeah.
but as tools evolve, to deal with those tools, you need new forms of mathematics, right? When early man did not need much mathematics, he
Yeah.
has three apples, he just needs very simple numbers.
Right.
But then you go into a society that is more complex, where people are taking loans from each other. Now you need negative numbers. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
If I give you 10 rupees, then I have my like you have minus 10 rupees or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not able to phrase it correctly, but you get the need. Like
Yeah.
when people start borrowing and giving money, then you need negative
Yeah,
numbers.
because till then there was no concept of negative. How can something not exist in the next?
Yeah.
Got it.
Now you go into the sharing and complicated things. Then you need fractions. Okay.
Yeah.
And now you need to do geometry. Okay. And now you need pi because you need to draw a perfect circle because you
Right.
have to erect a monument that the king wants.
Right.
Right? And you have to build cities. So you need really complicated, all these irrational numbers start coming into play. Things that are not fractions, but pi is not a fraction,
Right.
but it's required. It's such a humongous thing in like a construction
Oh,
or
why
the
did
golden
irrational number
ratio.
come?
Because when you need to draw a perfect circle, you need to figure out what is the diameter going to be if I take this amount of radius, right?
Right.
And that ratio is always pi, right? And the pi is not a rational number;
Right.
it's an irrational number. So pi is the first irrational number that comes. Then you must have heard of the golden number, right?
Fibonacci sequence. That one.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah.
So that comes to something like 1.616, whatever.
Yeah.
So your hand and your this thing
Yeah,
and
there are
all the
so
ratio.
many conspiracy theories about Fibonacci sequence. Oh my God.
Yeah.
About seashells ka diameter
Yeah.
and there are certain flower petals arranged in that Fibonacci
Yeah.
sequence.
Yeah.
I had read in one paper about how in the brain so if you look at a cross section of the brain, the limbic system has this sort of curved appearance. Okay. And people said that this is also Fibonacci sequence, and there were papers actually calculating that.
It's actually, I mean, see, the Fibonacci sequence is very naturally stuff grows like that, right? If how else is a flower going to grow? It is going to grow like this only, no? Like, if imagine a rotating spiraling circle type, so it'll happen like that. But a lot of these Fibonacci claims are false. A lot of things people say are Fibonacci are actually not actually
Actually not
Fibonacci,
yet.
but
It just makes us happy to find patterns.
correct. And then you come into Newton's time, and now they're dealing with gravitational stuff. Okay, they figure stuff out. Now they need to, and they're dealing with things that change. Okay, acceleration, and they're dealing with acceleration ka acceleration ki how fast is the acceleration changing?
Momentum.
Right. So much. So now they need calculus.
Wow, I feel like I'm having a 10-second recap of every physics concept I've ever read.
So now they need calculus because there's no way to calculate acceleration from velocity from distance without having calculus, right? So calculus arises out of that need. Okay, because now they have too many graphs and they need to find how the graphs are changing with each other, etc., etc., etc. Now you come into our century or the previous century that we live in, and science has gone really far now. Okay, there are electromagnetic waves, and people have discovered how to how light travels and how particles are going around, etc., etc., etc. So to do all this, you need much more refined maths. Okay, and then computers come into play. Right, so computers help you do a lot of other stuff, but the computers themselves use a lot of more maths. So now you need to really go into the depths of mathematics, right? So all the maths is already there in the universe. It's just you. Do you need a new tool? Like say for
Damn, dude, this is
even
so deep. I love it. I'm tripping right now.
It's very simple, right? Once you look at it that way, that you buy a new computer, you need a new operating system. Okay, if you have iPhone, now you need that complicated operating system. Maths is just that operating system that lets you operate it.
Man, so maths is answering the our own complexity. If you reach there, you will discover more maths. Exactly like language. Damn it, dude, this is so deep.
Right. Why is medical language so complicated? Because it requires to be complicated so two doctors can communicate, right?
Correct. Correct. Exactly. So complexity is actually a reflection of knowledge. हमारा इतना नॉलेज बढ़ गया इसके लिए इतना कॉम्प्लेक्स हो गया है.
And we need to be very, like, you go deep into any science, the language becomes incomprehensible. Okay. Lactobacillus, bacillus, all that stuff starts coming in. Okay. But when you're dealing with bacteria, then you need to know E. coli from some other, Salmonella. You need to have, you can't be like white bacteria, black bacteria, green bacteria. You can't say that. So you need all the this thing, the linguistic nuance.
But so we accept that we need that linguistic nuance, but we are taught a lot of complexity without what you did just now. Right? If somebody had just explained this to me like this, why is maths like this? Why did maths evolve like this? It just makes so much sense. Because even in biology and in neuroscience, when I'm reading about anything, Parkinson, Alzheimer, whatever, when I'm reading about that and I'm reading about the brain, now if I know did this area evolve like this, then I will understand it better कि अच्छा ये खराब हो गया तो क्या होगा. If I'm only reading that last bit, then you will never get a complete overview. I have never thought of calculus like this. कि इस वजह से है.
You need calculus the moment you start dealing with changes of stuff. You need calculus. Like anything, you need to know how much you have to press your accelerator so that the car goes at a speed. You need calculus. That is what calculus does. It tells you how things will change with respect to one another.
I have a very nerdy question, okay?
Please.
Now, whenever I start, I actually got this line of thought from Bertrand Russell. So he was a philosopher, mathematician, I think 18th century and 19th century in that this. So he talked about philosophy in terms of maths. And he said that a lot of mathematical concepts actually deal with real life situations of philosophy. So when we say that life is changing so quickly, we are actually talking of acceleration and momentum. So he was trying to explain life using terms like derivatives and calculus and integration and fractions, and trying to understand that does that change our way of looking at society? For example, why did derivatives come? Like you said, calculus, derivatives, QIR.
Calculus is basically derivative is a part of calculus, just like triangle is a part of geometry. Derivatives
Right,
are
that's it.
basically that.
So the way of so what I remember from derivatives, like d by dx, that is derivative, right? So the rate of change of something with respect to
Correct,
time.
correct, correct.
So when we talk of, say, personal growth, it's okay when you say that you're growing, but is your rate of growing adequate? So if my, for example, if I'm talking of YouTube channel, so if I'm talking of YouTube subscribers, ठीक है, बढ़ रहा है, but what is the d by dx of rate of YouTube growth? And that is what we need to like keep a track of. But we never think of it in terms of derivatives. We think of it in abstract terms. But a mathematician might look at it differently. Do you think this happens? ऐसा मतलब when if you have knowledge about mathematics, do you think this affects your calculation of decision making?
So first of all, I am not like I am only as knowledgeable as a graduate should be, okay, in maths. I have very average intelligence and I have very average understanding of maths, right? So for me, I don't think I see the world in very different way than normal people. But I'm sure a mathematician who gives so much thought and time to mathematics, I'm sure they do. Like, let me give you a very small example of from what you're saying. I just remembered this. That life is changing too fast, right? Similar thought is, do you ever feel like as you're getting older, time is going faster? Like a year in college was much longer than a year now.
Yeah, like the pandemic has just started, and Abhi, it's, I mean, last 1 year just went by. Even though.
You know why we feel like as a kid, a year is a long, long time. Okay, it's a long, long time. Like stuff happens, man. Like life changes in a
Like
year.
class 5th to class 6th is so long.
Yeah, it's so long. And now we are already in the middle of 2021. Can you believe 6 months are already gone?
Oh my God.
It's already gone, right? So the thing is, as you get older, 1 year, when you're 5 years old, 1 year is 20% of your life. Okay. But when you're 30 years old, 1 year is like
Oh
3% or
my
less of your life.
God.
So you already have so much experience that this much experience is the rate of change is much lower. Right? That's why time feels like it's just nothing is happening, just going faster. But as a kid,
Damn.
you have 5 years of experience and one whole year you had. That is
Exactly.
so much more experience.
Oh man, it's the same reason why 100 rupees to a 10-year-old is a lot. Because if they only have 100 rupees, that's all of their life savings. Oh man, you're saying that if you think about things in fractions, or if you think about things in terms of having a denominator of your whole life, then you know how much importance to give it.
Maybe it's just a factor of like this is just an example of how we feel maths. Without realizing, we're still feeling like 1 year is, you know, when you're
Insane.
99 years old, when you're 99 years old, 1 year will just pass like this, like it's just the same stuff, nothing is happening. I have so much this thing.
It's another reason. So I love how we will see the world from where we are coming from a neuroscience perspective. When we talk of time, The whole discussion is on attention. So for a child, everything is new. And so the more new things there are, the longer time takes. So you have, one day you made a new friend, second day whoever, like everything is surprising. So when it surprises you, it registers in your mind. And so time is going slow. When you're an adult, and every day becomes the same, you are expected to know ye kya ho raha hai. Same day, same job, same car, same this. So then nothing is registering.
Yeah.
So then it's just our ability to differentiate one moment to the next starts blurring.
Yeah.
Then one day to the next also starts blurring.
Yeah.
So people who actually do a lot of things get more time to do a lot of things.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Very fascinating.
One of those weird paradoxes.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're busy, you can get so much done in a year. And when you're free, then a year just passes.
Right. I mean, even in a day, if you had only one thing to do, hota nahi hai.
Yeah. True. Very interesting. Another thing I just remembered, like from this, the perspective that you brought of how life is and the maths are very, this thing. A lot of things we perceive in logarithms, okay, logarithms, however it's pronounced.
Okay.
So the TV volume that you perceive is actually on a logarithmic scale, like the decibels. Okay.
Oh.
So, yeah. Think about it like
this. Explain that. Explain. What do you mean by logarithmic scale?
So decibels is calculated in logarithms, basically.
Right.
Okay. But I'll explain with an easier example. When you have 100 rupees and you go to 1,000 rupees, that's a massive jump.
Correct.
Okay. Now you're dealing in the thousands. Okay.
Right.
Now go from 1,000 to 10,000. Decent, still massive jump.
Right.
Okay. Now from 10,000 to 12,000 is not a big jump. Right. You go from 10,000 to 20,000 also, you're in the same territory, right? 10,000 to 25,000, you're still in, you're not feeling extra rich.
Wow.
But you go from 10,000 to 1 lakh, you're like, yeah, I'm feeling it, right? I'm feeling it. I feel it. Now from 1 lakh to you go to 3 lakhs, you're like, you know, nothing. Yeah, you already have 2 more lakhs than you already had and you're feeling rich at 1 lakh, but you're not feeling it. But then you go from 1 lakh to 10 lakhs, you're like, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. Now from 10 to you go to 18, 19, you're like, I don't care. It's the same as 10 lakhs, right? Which is not true, because you can get double the amount of stuff for 20 lakhs that you can get for 10 lakhs, but you feel like 10 and 20 are kind of the same thing.
This is so true. This is so fucking true. And so when you say log, are you saying that our... So how do you explain this in terms of logarithm?
So 10 to the power 2 is 100.
Hmm.
So the logarithm of 100 is 2.
Hmm.
Right?
Right.
Logarithm of 1,000 is 3.
Hmm. Okay.
Logarithm of 10,000 is 4. So when you go from 2 to 3 to 4, you feel it.
Right.
Right? But when you're actually going from 1,000 to 1,001, 1,000 to 1,003, you're not feeling anything.
Yeah.
So there are many things in life that you perceive in terms of logarithms. Like, until it becomes,
I have one example. Okay.
Yeah.
When you talked of sound, when the sound travels, I'm just putting so many random things together. So when the sound travels into your ear, it hits the tympanic membrane. Okay. So that's like this drum.
Yeah.
And then it goes into your inner ear.
Yeah.
In your inner ear, there is something called as cochlea. So it's like this circular round spiraling thing.
The bone type of thing.
Yeah, it's got an outer bone, but inside it's an organ.
Got it.
Sort of like a Fibonacci sequence kind of thing, like a spiral. That is one of the myths, the Fibonacci sequence.
Guys, we'll be giving a lot of misinformation about Fibonacci today. Do your own research. Don't believe in us.
Yeah, do not invest in any of this.
Yeah.
So, inside the cochlea, you have hairs. Okay, so... those hairs, when they move, that is when you know that sound is passing through.
Mm.
That's how you hear things.
Mm.
So that sound wave will go through that cochlea. It's like one of those trumpets, right? So when the sound is going through that cochlea, different hair cells will vibrate at different frequencies. So it starts off with 20,000 and goes all the way to 20 hertz. 20,000 hertz, 20 hertz. Now, exactly like you said, at the edges, so 20 hertz and 20,000 hertz, mein, the hair cells are activated at much bigger ranges. And there's one range in the middle where your hearing is very good. So वहां पे देर इज वन हेयर सेल फॉर और लाइक 555 decibels में देर इज वन वन हेयर सेल एंड एजेस में थाउजेंड थाउजेंड हेयर सेल्स थाउजेंड थाउजेंड हर्ट्स के डिफरेंस में देर बी हेयर सेल्स. सो इट्स आई नेवर थॉट ऑफ इट एज लॉग.
Yeah, it is logarithmic.
डैम डूड, लाइक दिस इज सो इंटरेस्टिंग, दिस इज
So
सो फैसिनेटिंग.
that's what logarithm is. That is it. Basically, you deal in exponents rather than in just normal this thing. When you picture people, like you know three people who are rich, he'll always be like, अरे वो 100 करोड़ वाला आदमी है, ये 1 करोड़ वाला आदमी है, राइट? और वो 10 करोड़ वाला आदमी. यू जस्ट इमीडिएटली लाइक डूइंग द सेम लॉगरिथमिक थिंग इन योर हेड. यू नो यू आर परसीविंग इट ऑल द टाइम इन दैट सेंस.
I'm trying to think why. And the only reason I can think of is probably because it has evolutionary advantage of quickly sorting people or things into broad categories.
Yes.
Because that is more important rather than चलो let's find out exactly
Yeah.
इतना क्या.
Yeah. That's how we deal with large numbers. We don't actually perceive them visually or whatever. We have category, like, right? Okay, this is somewhere. Okay, 10-15 lakh wala. Okay, this is 1-2 crore wala. That's how also things are priced, no? Like,
The 9991 versus 1,000, that one.
yeah, no. Like, in people who not exactly priced, but that's how people aspire to go into the bigger category. Like, if you have a car worth 18 lakhs, you don't want your next car to just 25 lakhs. I want 50 lakhs, bro. Otherwise, I'm not buying, right? So that's our perception
Great.
wala thing.
Because otherwise you don't feel like you've done an upgrade.
Exactly.
Man, oh man. Okay. The inability to calculate this
Yeah.
is in like in linguistic terms it is called dyscalculia. You have a like a problem of seeing numbers and problem of seeing like inability to calculate. But when you're talking about life decisions now, I'm now starting to think that a lot of people have dyscalculia in terms of real life.
Yeah.
Right?
Lot of
It's
people do. Yeah.
because it affects your decision making. And if you are, like, for example, I think this happens in trading a lot. At that moment, you might feel like a number is very big or very, very important. But in the larger picture, it's not. But wo time pe your decision making is completely screwed up because of an inability to calculate.
Yeah.
The whole market
For
is based
sure.
on that too.
It is, it's crazy.
Oh man. Okay. I'm gonna take a couple of super chat questions from the
Sure.
audience who has been extremely patient. Chat, I know that I didn't really read your comments much, but as you could see, the conversation didn't give me, my mind is still blown. So I'm just going to take a second and see. All right. How are you guys doing, by the way? Is everyone okay? Is everyone good? Are you enjoying the conversation? Are you learning as much as I am? Okay. Jashmeet Panda just sent Vishwa, my Bhuvaneshwar ke pe aasu chu.
Oh man, let this pandemic end and then I'll come to Bhubaneswar. It's like, let's everybody gets vaccinated. Let's get 2 doses of vaccine and let's be safe first and then I'll come.
Oh, are you done? The vaccines are done, both.
I have done one.
Oh, okay. So the next
See,
one
one vaccine, two vaccine. Mathematics.
helps everyone. All right. So, what is everyone doing, Biswa Chance? Dude, I'm just thinking of how, just like I had done with neuroscience, right? they take a topic which is traditionally thought as complex. And I think what is helping you explain maths, even if you're saying that, this is graduate level, but you have the ability to tell stories. And so you're able to take something, just break it down and put it together in a way that people can just.
I have been told by I was basically anytime my friends would have a question on maths, and they would be very scared, and they have a lot of like baggage related to something very like simple like fractions, because the way our education system shames people who don't get maths.
Wow.
So
I
they would
am
like
one of them, by the way. I'm just saying. One of my most, okay, I'll tell you my sad story later. You complete
No,
it.
you go ahead. But basically, my friends told me that they find they have an easier time understanding when I explain. So that's how I started that maths wala thing. But you tell me your
I
story.
can totally get that, man. I saw a couple of your streams on maths, and of course, when you have a pen in hand and when you're drawing, to it's at another level. But it just sounds like you're having fun telling this.
Oh
It's
man, I love it. It's
yeah.
the it's It's I love it. I love explaining. I love when people understand something that they have held up for so long, for 20, 30 years, they're running away from that thing and they understand it. It's very like it feels very good.
Yeah, when you see that aha moment in someone, they just get, oh, that's what that has been going on for all that time. Mujhe kabhi nobody's shown it to me like this. Which is also exactly what stand-up comedy is, by the way. Aha,
For sure,
that aha moment. Every joke is that aha moment.
Now see the difference is before this you did not know what to do with calculus. But if you now go back and look at something that you're just looking for how things relate to each other, how things change with each other, it's very easy to understand now. Like, why are you going to limit tends to zero? Why are you going? Because we want to find at an exact point of the graph how things are changing. That is why we're going to limit tends to zero, right? We're not randomly just what is limit tends. Why are we going limit tends to infinity? We want to see when things become very big, how they change with respect to each other. Like something very simple. When you drop a ball on Earth, it follows a
Certain,
it
like a
drops toward the
gravity.
center of the Earth, right? But does the same logic hold for two planets colliding towards each other? Or is there a change? How does it change? How does, like, what happens? All this stuff can be calculated through calculus.
So, when you're reading maths, does that interest automatically translate into physics as well?
I mean, for me. But the thing is, it can help you also. It can, like, I'll give you an example. My sister-in-law, she thinks she's bad at fractions. Okay. It's amazing that she thinks she's bad at it, but she loves cooking and she's like a gifted cook and not like a chef or anything. She cooks at home only. She's gifted. But when she's cooking, she's doing so much math subconsciously. Okay. She's reducing this to one, एक कप का इतना, वो कप का उतना, एक. I noticed and I was like, you know fractions. It's not like you're applying it. You just don't know in the terms that we are using. So I started teaching her in the terms like she likes eating pizza. So I started teaching
Oh
in those
God,
terms.
I'm
And
getting
she,
Kung Fu Panda vibes.
she got it. It was damn, it's very gratifying to do this.
Brilliant.
One second,
When,
sorry.
so I had, I was terrible at maths. Okay, and the problem with being terrible at maths is that unlike other subjects, this bloody becomes part of a personality. Nobody says he's very bad at history. Like, nobody cares. But maths becomes like this personality thingy. You are bad at maths. And then when people start talking about it, you also start accepting it. अभी नहीं आता तो नहीं आता. And so my wife, I had met her actually in the maths class. And in a way, it helped me because she was very good. ओके एंड आई स्टिल थिंक दैट शी जस्ट टुक पिटी ऑन मी कि भाई इसको थोड़ा हेल्प करते एंड शी स्टार्टेड ट्राइंग टू टीच मी एंड ऑब्वियसली इट डिडंट वर्क बट एवरी टाइम वी वुड कम आउट ऑफ अ मैथ्स एग्जाम आई वुड अवॉइड टॉकिंग टू फॉर लाइक 5 मिनट्स ठीक है
Wow.
लेट मी गेट ओवर दिस लेट मी गेट ओवर दैट ट्रॉमा बिकॉज आई हैड अ
Yeah.
टफ टाइम जस्ट अंडरस्टैंडिंग क्वेश्चंस इन मैथ्स
Where
After
did
that,
you?
in Parla, like I was for 12th standard, I was in Sate.
No, like at what point did you give up on maths?
Oh, till then I was actually having fun. And the weird thing is, I loved physics. I had a lot of fun with physics, with momentum, all of that. The thing that got to me was algebra. Even geometry, trigonometry, I enjoyed. But algebra, for some reason, the derivatives calculate integration and probability. वहां पे आई स्टार्टेड गेटिंग प्रॉब्लम्स
Yeah, probability. I also have problems. Probability is one effed up subject, if I may say.
Dude,
It's one
I
I
started getting
can't.
headaches. I started getting nightmares because you don't want to be that person. You want to be good at it. भाई नहीं समझ रहा
You know what I did actually when I was preparing for IIT? I just left probability. I said I'm not going to study this
That is
because
so
it's going to
ironic.
take up. Yeah, it's going to take too much of my energy, and I'm not going to be able to solve the question in the exam. So I just did not study it.
What would be ironic is if you said ki most likely ye nahi aayega.
Yeah, but yeah, that is a chance I took. Just didn't study probability.
Wow. So, but much later, after I finished my MBBS and all that, I started getting an interest again. So I actually spent a couple of months of my post MBBS vacation learning Vedic mathematics. I don't know if you've tried it.
I have tried it.
Yeah, what do you think about it?
It's very interesting. A lot of stuff is very interesting.
Yeah, I think I just wanted to try and see it in a different way. I just wanted to get over that trauma of seeing it and not understanding. So that was really fun. And now after talking to you, I feel like going back, dude. I actually feel like
Oh man,
starting again.
sure. Sure. I'll if you want, we can do this again where we can deal exactly with your like whatever exactly you want to understand, or we
Yeah.
can just go
It'd be
specifically on that.
therapy for me because that is one of
Yeah,
my
man.
childhood traumas.
Same. It'll be therapy for me also. I love it.
That is so beautiful.
Maybe we
Thanks,
can do
dude.
the next yeah, I'll do my on my channel we'll do it. We'll do the same the part of the math series. Whatever doubts you have, just we'll clarify
I am there. I will get out my
it.
old maths notes. So I have a thing. I never throw out any notes that I've made. I think I still have my maths. I don't know. In maths, I may have thrown out just out of that trauma. But I
Yeah.
have all my old notes. I'm gonna try and find that, take it out, start with derivatives and integration again with you.
That's, I mean, derivatives and integration. Everybody I know has a problem with. Everybody I know has a problem with derivative and integration. Because, see, there's a very structural problem in the education system that primary school teachers are actually much better than college teachers because they're given a BEd degree where they learn how to teach kids, right? Knowing a subject
Being able to
is one
teach it.
thing. Oh man, teaching is a completely different thing. It's a completely different thing. One, you understand it's a much, much higher level to teach somebody, right? You can't teach somebody who knows 50% of the stuff, then you can't teach anything because they already know 50%. Their questions you can't answer, and then they don't trust you and you can't teach. You can
Then the
only
only
teach
way
when
out is
the.
shouting and getting angry. That's
Yeah, exactly. But primary school teachers, their knowledge level is if you know ABCD, you're much higher than the kid, right? And you can very easily deal. Because you have a degree also, you have a
Yeah.
BEd degree. But as you go higher than high school, that teaching expertise in 11th, 12th, and college, what teachers need to do is literally they need to do just one thing: explain the subject, inspire the students. You need to be able to inspire the students to go ahead and because 11th, 12th, people can learn by themselves. They want to learn also. Kids really they're interested, they're old enough, they know all the basic stuff. Then they want to do well in life. Nobody in 11th, 12th wants to waste their life. They want to do well. They're old enough to do that. You just need to inspire. And we have all had inspiring teachers. So we know.
Yeah.
Right? When a teacher inspires you, that subject becomes your favorite subject. You study everything, you do everything. Right? And when you hate the teacher, you hate the subject and you're like, I don't want this in my life only. Right? And that problem compounds again in college, because in college, the professors are actually researchers who are very good at research, and some of them are very good at explaining also, but a lot of them are not interested in explaining. So it becomes a complicated thing. So that is a structural problem we have in our education system and across the world, I guess, is that teachers after a certain level are not equipped to teach. They know, but they don't know how to teach the same stuff.
Yeah, and they can't inspire. So they cannot direct their students' natural curiosity down the right road.
Yeah. And that's why a lot of people start facing problems with derivation and integration. It is, you know, this two people, Lebanese and not Leibniz, whatever his name is, not Lebanese, just Shawarmani.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Leibniz, I think that's Andy. How it's pronounced.
That's Sorry? His name, right? Andy.
I think he was a Newton's contemporary. I don't know what his full name is. There are equations and stuff named after him.
Okay.
But him and Newton both invented calculus parallelly in two different places because they wanted to solve. Basically, Newton became so good with his science that, and same problem also happened with Einstein later, that they got to a place in science where conventional mathematics wasn't enough for them to express their ideas. They had to invent. So with that context, when you see, you will be able to see it from Newton's perspective that why is this guy deriving calculus? Because there is no other, like basically, agar tum driver ho, tumko gaadi chalana par koi gaadi invent nahi kiya hai. What will you do? You'll have to build a car.
Have to make it. Wow, this is actually super inspiring that you have to get to a place where what the world has to offer isn't enough.
Yeah. So now Newton invents, he goes out and is like, you know, rubber ka tire ban sakta hai, rubber ka plantation banaunga, usme tire leke aake main gaadi banaunga, gaadi se main chalaunga. And then your professor comes and is like, rubber plantation, there are two type of rubber plantation, hard rubber, soft rubber. And you're like, kya chal raha hai bhai, main kyun dekh raha hu ye, main kyun sun raha hu ye, iska kya point hai, rubber main kyun bana raha hu, right? That is exactly what has happened with calculus. It's just
vibe kharab kar diya.
Yeah, full decontextualized. Kuch nahi, limit tends to zero, limit tends. Are, why is limit tending to zero, bhai? Kya hai, zero mein ki tumhara limit udhar tend kar raha hai?
Exactly. It is like hearing gibberish. Because for your brain, you it is just words. It's just sounds. Wo sound jo aa raha hai, uska koi matlab banna chahiye. To hi you can construct a story on top of it. As long as it is just gibberish, it's like listening to ancient Latin.
Yeah.
Your brain is trying and not putting things together. After some time, it just gets tired. Kya hai?
Kuch I have to say, ancient Latin sounds much more poetic than this stuff. Much more poetic.
Yeah, but the effect is the same. Like you will hear sounds.
Yeah.
Like limit tends to zero. These are just sounds because those words aren't connecting to form a meaning.
Correct. Exactly.
Your brain is frustrated.
Yeah.
You know, if you're hearing a language you don't understand, that is exactly what happens. You listen, you listen, listen, and then your brain realizes ki bhai, ye sab saath mein kuch ban nahi raha.
Kuch nahi ban raha. Kuch nahi ban raha. You're not unable to visualize, you're unable to understand, you're unable to apply. You don't know why you're doing this. Then what is there? Then what is there?
Wow, I'm back in that maths class. Staring blankly at the screen. I feel like this has literally been therapy. Like the first half of therapy where you explore your trauma. And the next half, we will try and heal this.
Yeah. It's actually, once you come with the mindset that what was Newton trying to solve? What was he trying to do? What was he trying to achieve? Then you see it in such a beautiful way that this guy is sitting in the 15th, 16th century. I don't know which century exactly. I think 1596, whatever. And he's trying to create a field of maths so he can, you know, find out how graphs are changing with respect to each other and this stuff. His ideas are so advanced that he has to express them through this mathematics.
So this is also something people say, that when you can convert algebra into geometry, like every algebra can be or every algebraic equation can be converted into geometry.
Yes.
So if you can do that in your head, then you will be able to visualize it much better.
Okay,
Like
so I will give you some homework and
writing it down.
let me just remember what is
The chat is
this
for
thing.
everyone, by the way.
Homework as in it's you just have to look it up and be fascinated by it. Euler's identity, I don't know if that's how it's pronounced.
Okay.
Euler is written
Oh,
as
EULER.
yes.
Yeah, I've heard. I've read about this guy. Yeah.
So the beauty of this is, like you said, algebra and geometry and all these things. I'm just going to say complicated words. You don't have to pay importance to them. You have to just understand the concept. And you'll obviously go and do a little bit of research and be fascinated by it. That's all I want. Is he says e to the power, and e is an irrational number. E to the power I pi equals minus one. Okay. If you write it down, then e to the power I pi equals minus one. If I remember, maybe I'm slightly wrong. Let me just look up Euler's identity.
E to the power I pi
Identity.
minus one, something like this. Wait, can you see it?
Yes, e to the power I pi equals minus one.
All right,
Okay.
cool.
Okay, now the beautiful, look at that equation. And it's beautiful because I comes from a different area of understanding of maths. Okay. It comes, it is the square root of minus one, which comes from complex numbers. Pi comes from geometry. And E comes from logarithms or exponents, we can say. And minus one is simple algebra, simple maths. These three different fields, they combined together. You know, E is a very random irrational number. Okay, it's some 2.1 to the power something, something. I is the square root of minus one. Pi is the ratio of circle's diameter to its periphery. And minus one is just it's just a very simple number. Okay. One
How
irrational number raised to the power of, you know, a complex number multiplied by the ratio of a circle to its diagram equals minus one.
it's a joke.
Yeah. It is the like it's the most beautiful equation in maths that such complicated things from different fields, they it is, you know, the equivalent of people say that is the equivalent of seeing God in maths. Okay. Because you have to think of like somewhere in ancient Greece, there is Euclid, okay, sitting there and thinking like circle का ये कुछ कुछ बन सकता है, इसमें थ्योरम बन सकता है, ये हो सकता है, वो हो सकता है. Some other mathematician in the 18th century coming up with exponent, that E number, okay. Somebody in some other part of the world, okay, in Russia somewhere, I don't know, I'm just saying for a dramatic effect, coming up with the concept of I, okay, like the square root of minus one. The people have put so much thought into finding the square root of minus one, okay. And then all of a sudden, all of this combines to give you a
Come together.
beautiful, beautiful equation, matlab perfect equation. See, if it is 1.5, you're like, मजा नहीं आ रहा है, okay.
Correct.
Yeah, but these completely different ideas combine into a beautiful equation, that's Euler's identity. And that is one of the most beautiful things in the
Yeah,
world.
this looked familiar. The reason I knew about Euler is because of Bertrand Russell. He had mentioned about this. He had talked of how very random things can come together in a way that proves that there are patterns out there that we still don't see.
Yes.
Like just like you said, and also by the way, shout out the way you explained it, man. Like I could feel the excitement. I could feel that love
Yeah. This
for
equation is
maths.
madness. The more you look at this equation, the more madness it is. See, there are some equations which are like five variables are there. You're like, अरे जाना है, ठीक है, तेरे से बात ही नहीं करना है, ठीक है, तू तू बहुत कॉम्प्लिकेटेड है, ठीक है. दिस इक्वेशन देयर इज नथिंग. इट्स लिटरली लाइक इट्स लाइक हाउ यू टेक फुल लाइक यू टेक वन आयरन ओर, माउंटेन के साइज का आयरन ओर यू टेक, ओके, एंड देन यू ब्रिंग इट डाउन टू वन ड्रॉप ऑफ प्योर आयरन. ओके, जस्ट प्योर, लाइक
कंडेंस्ड
परफेक्ट. या This equation is that you take all of mathematics and then you come out with this one drop. It comes out to this much. It's madness. Too beautiful.
Hi, Vishwa, you're writing poetry out of maths, dude, right now.
But isn't it like, yes, jab college mein padhaye the, you would hate this.
Yeah, ye feel nahi aata.
The way it's taught, you will never be able to realize e to the power I to the power sine 5 plus cos. The pain of trying to prove this. See, now with this curiosity, once you go and look for the proof, you will have so much more energy to invest into the proof that you'll actually understand it.
I was looking at this list, okay, of 17 equations that have changed the world. And it looked so fascinating. So that is one of the times when I wished I knew mathematics. So this was one of them. Newton's theory, obviously, general theory of relativity. There is something called as chaos theory. I think there's something with theta, pi, something. I don't know. I just looked into it. And ye sab padke mujhe lagta hai ki I should know maths because the concepts are super interesting. I want to know about chaos.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to know what they're saying about chaos. But it's all numbers. So it is literally like there is this amazing story written in a language I don't understand.
Yeah, chaos theory, I can give you a very simple thing and then I don't know much about chaos theory. I just know this much. Very simply, you know butterfly effect, right?
Yeah.
So, but chaos, basically, if a butterfly flaps its wings somewhere in the world.
Yeah, everything will get affected at some point.
Correct. Yeah. That is the basis of chaos theory, that simple change in input causes drastic change in output. Okay. So, this is not always true. If I move my mouse, then if I move it a lot, it moves a lot. If I move it a little bit, it moves a little bit, but always in the area of my screen. But have you played pool or carom?
Of course. Yeah. I love playing pool.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you change your initial shot by 0.1 degree, the break is completely different, right? If you get it perfect, then you break and three balls pot. But you change it by simple 1 point. And the thing is, you change it by this much, but the output has changed so drastically.
Is that because of the number of times the variables will interact with each other?
Yes.
Brilliant. Okay.
Right. So there are some systems that operate by the chaos principle. That simple change in input. See, your car, you change your input, the output remains the same. You press more accelerator, it goes faster. Okay. That's a very non-chaotic system.
A linear system.
Yeah. Right. But have you ever...
this has such fascinating outcomes because it can also mean that you can get a lot of things done with a small change in your behavior if you're operating in a chaos system.
Possible. Yeah. I mean, you are a neuroscientist, so you're seeing it that way. I have
I'm just an optimist. Yeah.
But it's true. But it's true. Like, think about it. If in your childhood, some two neurons that are not connected, if they had connected, you will have a completely different personality.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll be a terrorist. We don't know.
Wow.
Just say.
I interrupted you. Were you going to say something in the middle?
No, basically, like, so one fascinating thing is, one pendulum system, if there is one pendulum and you give it more force, it'll just go like this. But a two pendulum system is chaotic.
Right.
Right. If there are two pendulums and the initial output differs, either there, I forget the exact pattern. Either one pendulum is under the other pendulum and you give this an initial output. Yeah. This is the thing. So if it's one pendulum, then you give it force, it'll just go like this and eventually stop. But if it's two pendulums and you give the second pendulum a push, then it'll go like this. Then the first pendulum will move. So it'll go up and then it'll come back. Then it'll come back. And the initial input, if you change it a little bit, the whole system, the output completely changes.
Change. Right. Right.
Yeah.
There is something called as Wolfram's theory. Alpha Wolfram. So the idea of it was hypergraphs. Correct. So he was trying to explain the whole universe. Okay, he was trying to explain light, time, gravity, relativity, everything through this theory called as hypergraph theory. And it is very similar. He says that the whole universe is running on an equation. But that one equation is being run infinite amount of times. So you run it once, twice, thrice, four times. Theek hai, not much is different. But you run it 1 billion times, then creates a completely different scenario. That is the effect of compounding. That is, and he was explaining everything through that. It's actually very interesting. We should talk about that sometime, about hypergraph theory.
I think today you have talked too much.
Dude, yeah, I know. So 1 second. They're very, very quickly. Rahul Abhishek just said Newton invented calculus to calculate gravity equations. Yeah, that is correct. Abhishek, can you please ask Biswa about his writing process? Big fan of both of you, lots of respect. So Abhishek, I think I've taken a lot of Biswa's time already today, but we can have him back.
For writing process, please go to front row and buy my course.
And there you have it, folks. So yeah, I'm going to add the link on the in the description right now.
Sure, that'll be great.
Perfect. Deepti Dutt, hey, can you ask Biswa if he can explain Mandelbrot and maths of fractal? Wow. Instead, really interested in it as a designer, we use it to compute models. Okay. Mandelbrot. I've never heard of any of this.
So you have seen it, you just don't know it.
Okay.
There's something called Mandelbrot set, and it's used to use a lot in graphics and all this stuff. If you just search Mandelbrot set, you will find the image, and then it'll be easier to explain.
Okay.
Like, just you can Google it right now
Yeah, sure.
for your own understanding, and everybody in the chat can also Google.
Okay, cool. Doing that right now. Okay, got it.
I can tell you something, like, as you're searching, I
Yeah,
can
yeah.
tell you found Mandelbrot?
Those like with the colors around it and there's an outline and all that. Yeah. Oh, it looks like
So
mandala
basically,
art, sort of.
completely unrelated,
Got it, cool.
but Mandelbrot set is a very interesting set of numbers. And as you keep going deeper into it, the patterns seem to reappear. And it is a very like it's a very simple equation, but when you put it on a graph, it becomes very beautifully fractalized and complicated.
Wow.
So
This looks
that we can
super
discuss
trippy,
in
man. This looks
a
like proper trip only.
So the thing is, as you keep going deeper into the Mandelbrot set, so you see that big circle, small circle type of thing. As you go deeper into any area, that area will become that big circle, small circle thing.
Oh, so it's like a recurring loop.
And then you go any part of that, then that will become again that big circle, small circle type of thing. And there are many studies and many things done on that. So Mandelbrot set is an answer to a certain equation that I'm forgetting right now. It answers a very some complex equation ka solutions ka set.
Okay, I'm going to note down that also. I want to read more about this. Someone else, Rahul Abhishek has said, Benford's law is beautiful too.
I haven't heard of this. I'll have to
Okay, I'm going to write
look
that
this
down
up.
and check that out too. Brilliant. And Ray Ping has said, love your content, bro. Thank you, Ray Ping. Sir, thank you so much for joining in. This was one of the most exciting. I never thought I'd be excited about maths. I never ever thought, my God, I'm going to go and tell my wife that, listen, I'm going to read maths from today.
Good.
Thank you
Too
so
much.
much.
Too much happy for this and too excited. We'll do the next session soon.
And
And what are your doubts, Islif?
actually did a lot of research into neuroscience of mathematics, so maybe we can discuss that also sometime.
Oh,
Into the
that'd be
depth
great.
of where what happens, and it was super fascinating.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Let's
That'd
do
be
it.
awesome. Yeah?
Beautiful, man. Thank you so much for
Okay.
joining in. I'm going to talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.
See
See
you.
you. Bye-bye, chat. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.